It's time for the 2-Minute Drill on the Bill Riley Show. A quick hit look at what's going on around the world of sports locally, regionally, and nationally. The 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Alta Mortgage Financial on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
2-Minute Drill time. We'll check in on the Open Championship with one of our tour insiders, John Wright, coming up momentarily. Jordan Spieth leading the field. We'll get you a leaderboard update in just a few. Tomorrow night at Rio Tinto Stadium, it will be a hot one. Supposed to hit over 100 degrees again tomorrow. We've had 15 days in triple digits already this summer. That will not faze the men from Kansas City. It is hot and humid there. Who will be here for Sporting? We catch up with the play-by-play voice of Sporting Kansas City and fellow Jayhawk and Moberly alumnus, Nate Bucati, who will be in town. Wear the short sleeves. It's dry heat, but it's heat tomorrow night. How are you?
Bill, I always look forward to the RSL Sporting Kansas City game, if for no other reason than the chance to talk to one of the amazing Quicks, Crest, and Kirk alums from Moberly.
We will catch up and tell stories and spin tales tomorrow night for sure. Sporting coming in, RSL playing much better soccer. Give me an idea. If I'm not mistaken, both Beisler and Zusi will be with national team duty, but Dwyer is back. Is that correct?
Yeah, and I don't know if we're going to see him or not because Dwyer played a lot of minutes with the national team in a short period of time, and the rest of the team had last weekend off, and Peter Vermees basically told the guys to take about 4 days for a mental and physical break so that they'd be ready for the second half of the season. And Dwyer didn't really get that, so Peter Vermees has kind of had him ease his way back into training since he rejoined the team. With Peter Vermees, you never know. I wouldn't be stunned if he plays, but I'm not positive that he will. But yes, Beisler and Zusi are still off with the national team, and they'll be playing at about the exact same time that we are on Saturday night.
So what's been the key to this team's success this year, Nate? You guys sit at top of the Western Conference table right now.
Technical ability. This is the most technically gifted team, according to Peter Vermees, that he's ever coached at Sporting Kansas City, which is saying something. But adding players like Elie and Gerso and Latif Blessing to the core that they've already had and moving a player like Graham Zusi back to fullback where he can help the team play out of the back, they possess the ball as well as any Sporting team they've ever had, and they fit together. The pieces fit together really well on this team this year. So this is definitely that old adage of the whole being greater than the sum of its parts. That's the case with this team.
Second straight year, former RSL keeper Tim Melia is having himself quite a season.
He's getting snubbed left and right, too. No looks, not even on the provisional roster for the U.S. Men's National Team with Bruce Arena, and then snubbed from the All-Star game as well. So he'll get to keep that chip on his shoulder the rest of the year. But so far, everywhere I look, at the midseason, he's getting midseason goalkeeper of the year. And I guess he'll still be motivated because nobody else seems to be noticing too much.
Somebody explained to me the love affair with Brad Guzan and why guy like Melia or even Nick Raimondo, who's past his prime but still certainly very good, isn't there. I don't understand the Guzan love myself.
Well, it seems like if you can get yourself over in England playing professionally, all of a sudden your stock goes up immensely no matter how you're playing, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Hey, travel safe. Let me know if you need any dinner or breakfast suggestions for tomorrow, and we'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Bill. Always good to talk to you, man.
You too, Nate. Nate Bucati, the play-by-play voice of Sporting Kansas City. 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Rio Tinto Stadium. Jay Nolly and I will have the call right here on ESPN 700. The Open Championship going on in Open Championship-like weather. Could not be more opposite as to what we have. 100 degrees and sunny here. Windy, cold, rainy, exactly what you would expect at Royal Birkdale in the Open Championship. Am I right, John Wright?
It is exactly what we see every year. I don't know why anyone ever plays golf over there.
Well, because it's fun and it's nice to get out of it. Jordan Spieth had some struggles early today, but it looks like he's kind of solving the weather. He's 2-under, now 7-under for the tournament. Got a 3-shot lead over Matty Kuchar, who's in the clubhouse at -4 right now.
Well, he just made a beautiful eagle on the 15th hole to get to 2-under on the day. He was struggling a little bit in the weather, but everybody is. Brooks Koepka's backed up a little bit too, but I mean, it's just so tough to play in this kind of condition. The wind, they're trying to time out the wind gusts. They just really don't know what's going to happen to their ball once they hit it. So he's playing great.
Yeah, and to play in this wind, this is obviously, you know, kind of a cut day. What are you expecting? There's a few guys that are within shouting distance. Ian Poulter, who's obviously in the clubhouse already at 3-under. A guy named Richard Bland, who has no wins on the European Tour. His last British Open was in 98 at Royal Birkdale. This guy's kind of come out of nowhere this week. He's -3 and on the course right now as well.
It's crazy. He is the absolute definition of a journeyman. I've never heard of him. No one has. And he's just putting together a solid round of golf. He's in a little bit of trouble right now. I just turned it back on. But it's great. I love these stories. That's what makes it the true Open Championship. Anyone can qualify and get in. And this is truly the world championship of golf here. I know we all love our Masters and our U.S. Open and our PGA, but this is really the oldest, most important tournament in the world outside of the United States. I mean, it really is a world championship.
Johnny, one guy with local ties, Tony Finau, tied for 39th right now. He's on the course. He's +3 for the day through 11. Cut line looks right about +5 or so. Do you expect Tony to be playing on the weekend?
I do. I mean, it just depends on the weather. Tony would be a lot better off if he'd played this morning and was already off the golf course, because it looks to me like things are just getting more and more miserable out there. But he's hanging in there, and he's just got to get through the last 8 holes and 2 over or better. I think he's certainly up to the task. He had a good Open Championship last year, so I expect him to be playing the weekend. He's certainly capable of getting through these holes, these next 8 holes.
Do we maybe see Matt Kuchar get that championship, that major championship?
You know, I don't know. Jordan Spieth looks awfully good, and Brooks Koepka has gotten a couple of bad breaks today, or he'd be right there with Jordan. So, I mean, Matt played very well. Matt got very fortunate with the draw, and he's taken full advantage of that. So anyone who played late, early is really benefited from the weather, and anyone who's on the course right now, so if they played late yesterday early yesterday and late today, they're really at a disadvantage.
Are they watering the greens this afternoon at the country club, or are you going to be playing on dry, firm greens?
I don't think I'll be playing today. What to do, Bill? I've been watching too much golf this morning.
All right, well, go make some money in real estate, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Bill.